Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Texas Scorecard Friday Roundup. If you're watching on Facebook Live, please feel free to leave your comments and questions. We'll get to them during the show. But it's been a big week. It looks like maybe we're starting to see stuff reopen a little bit. Today is the very first day where some certain businesses are going to be able to open up at 25% occupancy. Although someone kind of told me just a moment ago, if you have stuff open at 25% occupancy, are we really reopening or are we just keeping stuff about 75% closed? I guess it depends on how you look at it. But big week, big news from around the state, especially in light of the response to the Chinese coronavirus. I first want to talk with our Metroplex correspondent, Robert Montoya, who had something really, really big, something that's gotten attention, not just in Dallas or in Texas, but something that's gotten a lot of attention nationwide. And that is the story of Shelley Luther, a salon owner who is out there opening her salon despite the county and the state saying that she needs to close her business. So, Robert, you were on the scene. This happened pretty much, I think, a week ago is when she first opened her doors. She's been facing obstacles ever since.
Yes, that's right, Brandon. Last Friday, Shelley Luther, who owns a salon a la mode in Dallas, she said, look, I can't stay closed anymore. I've missed my mortgage payment, and I've got stylists who work in my salon and have bills to pay. So she reopened. Since then, she has been under a lot of scrutiny. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins issued a cease and desist order for her. And now the city of Dallas have taken her to the courts, filing a temporary restraining order against her. And this has just exploded. What's also exploded is the people coming to support her. It seems like every day that I've been tracking, people from not just Dallas County, but even outside are coming to her salon to show her support.
And let's be very clear. When we talk about her opening up her salon, I mean, it's not like business as usual, right? I mean, they're putting guidelines in place so that they are following social distancing and they are trying to keep things as safe as possible.
Correct. And in fact, interestingly, they have a policy where you can't enter the salon without having a mask. If you don't have one, they'll provide one to you. But, sometimes when the cops would come visit, sometimes you wouldn't let them in because they weren't wearing a mask. Very interesting there since, Clay Jenkins wants everyone to wear one, that law enforcement had to go find one to come in. But, they don't let everyone in. There's only a maximum number of people that they were allowing at a time. And they're also following, sanitation guidelines. I even heard that Shelley, regularly will shampoo the floor while the salon is open because they're trying to make sure they're doing everything possible to have a safe, clean environment, not just for the people working there, but also customers who come in to get their hair taken care of.
And so she's faced several obstacles. I think her biggest enemy right now is Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, who issued, I guess it was several days ago, issued a cease and desist telling her she needed to close the salon. And also got another judge in Dallas County as well, kind of saying the same thing. She hasn't done it yet, though.
Yeah, and that wasn't the only thing Clay Jenkins did. Also, Dallas County's Director of Health and Human Services, Dr. Philip Wong, submitted an affidavit to the city of Dallas's, lawsuit, putting a temporary restraining order against her, saying, yes, this place needs to be closed. And what's really interesting is now Governor Greg Abbott, he's come in saying, I want to work with her. I want to talk with her, see about opening salons early. Abbott said that. Then came the law, legal fight. So it seemed like Clay Jenkins was trying to pick a real man match with Governor Abbott. And as we saw this week, Abbott in an interview basically said, I'm talking with Shelley. I'm working with her. I'm calling the shots here, Clay, not you.
And let's contrast a little bit to the West. While you have Clay Jenkins basically leaving it kind of nebulous whether or not he's going to follow Abbott's guidelines on reopening. At the same time, you have an article at TexasScorecard.com about Tarrant County, where they, much like I think most are falling in line with those orders. But it didn't seem like it was going to be that way, the whole time. I mean, this was a grassroots victory.
Yes. When this started unfolding, the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court actually went pretty farther than Abbott for a bit in the restrictions they were putting down the coronavirus. And the grassroots started rebelling when, County Judge Glenn Whitley said there was an in-person worship ban, which was not in the Commissioner's Court order. And since then, the commissioners have been going back. Last week, they changed some of their orders to where it would automatically just align with whatever Abbott said. And this week, they went even farther. They basically said, we're letting our order expire. We're not making any changes. Mm-hmm. We're not extending it. We're just letting it expire. So we're letting Governor Abbott have, he's calling all the shots. We are pulling out. For now.
We'll see what happens. Well, thank you so much for keeping up with that, Robert. I know you've been all over the Metroplex this week. We appreciate your coverage and your Facebook Live views as well.
Thank you, Brandon.
Moving over a little bit to the West, Matt Stringer, a West Texas correspondent, has a story this week about the Hood County County Attorney saying he's not going to prosecute people who violate Governor Abbott's phased reopening. Instead, looks like he's on the side of let's open everything up. Matt, you've got this story now up at Texas Scorecard where the county attorney, Matthew Mills, is out there saying he's not going to prosecute these people. What led up to this?
Well, that's right, Brandon. Hood County Attorney Matthew Mills announced this past week that his office will not prosecute those who violate certain provisions of Governor Abbott's executive orders relating to the coronavirus shutdown. In a statement to the Texas Scorecard, Mills said that my duty under the Texas Code of Criminal Procedures, Section 201, is not to convict, but to see that justice is done.
Right. And, you know, it's not just, I mean, you see this letter from the county attorney in Hood County, but we've also seen previously, you know, this, that you have State Representative Mike Lang out in that area, who he's running for county commissioner in Hood County, has also been saying the same thing.
That's right. This came on the heels of Representative Mike Lang taking some action with a letter to the state where he announced that all businesses within HD 60 were essential, and basically encouraged those who wanted to remain open to do so. Mills' announcement, I should also mention, comes after he sent a request to the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office for an opinion letter on the constitutionality of numerous provisions of Abbott's orders. And when you look at that request, you can kind of see some of the constitutional arguments that Mills is probably relying on and is where he's taken his stance.
Mm-hmm. And did he receive a response from the Attorney General's office on that?
He has not yet, Brandon. And we'll continue to monitor that and see if when the AG does respond.
Very, very interesting. We'll be looking to see it as well. I know that this is a time where Ken Paxton's put out some opinions on some stuff, but mainly about reopening churches and fighting for the essential medical procedure, non-essential medical procedures being earlier. And so big opportunity for him here if he wants to take it. Real quick, I want to touch on something else. This is surprisingly not related to the virus. It seems like everything is. But, you know, we've got campaigns going on, too, that have been kind of put into limbo. But some interesting news out of a congressional race up there in kind of the panhandle, right? You've got Will Hurd's PAC. Will Hurd, a Republican, but a very liberal congressional Republican who's actually leading the Congress this year. You've got his PAC out there campaigning and attacking a Trump-backed candidate.
Absolutely. Up in, I believe that's Texas's 13th congressional district. The Hurd PAC announced that they were going to be doing TAC ad purchases against in two different districts, that one and in Will Hurd's the current district, CD23, that he was currently elected from along the border. Up in that Amarillo's 13th district, you have Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who is actually a former White House physician and physician to the president. And he's the only candidate in the race that actually carries an endorsement from President Donald Trump. So with this attack ad purchase, this is a direct lineup against the president's preferred candidate in this race.
Well, very interesting. We'll be continuing to watch that. Thank you, Matt. And, you know, we're not going to be just watching that race. In fact, starting tomorrow, TexasScorecard.com, we're going to be giving you a little preview of some of these runoff races that have been postponed That election, of course, is in mid-July, but it's about 74 days away until those runoffs. They're still happening. And so we're going to start previewing those for folks. Now I think, you know, we just talked about it with Robert Montoya. But when I look at my heroes and half-foots this week, the hero to me is very, very obvious. And that's, of course, Shelley Luther. Shelley Luther, the owner of Salon A La Mode in Dallas, who opened up her salon, took the correct precautions, and despite intimidation tactics from the county and from other officials and from folks across the state, she's gone out there and she's stood up for her business and her employees despite those orders. And so far, it looks like she is winning. And so very, very inspirational. Shelley Luther, this week's hero. This week's half-wit, well, it's kind of related. It's Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins. Now, Clay Jenkins, not just this week's half-wit for being out there attacking Shelley Luther and, you know, in turn, essentially attacking business owners who want to be able to keep their businesses afloat. But at the same time, he's been so noncommittal on reopening. In fact, sort of alluding that he might defy state orders if cases go up in Dallas County. For that and keeping small businesses down, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, this week's half-whip.
Thank you for listening to this week's Friday Roundup from Texas Scorecard. Remember, you can head to the Empower Texans Facebook page at 11 a.m. every Friday to watch the show live and get your questions in.